will blink. You close your eyes and jump.
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is Mocha Gumbo, and I'm Kevin.
And I'm James.
And we're going to adjust our mics first. It is...
Hey. Are we good? Can I hear
you? Oh, yeah, I can hear you. It's I'm very loud. Someone messed up the level. It is a beautiful day up here in College Hill.
Traffic on the 6, weather on the 8, right?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
And, the weather is gorgeous, and the traffic is...
It's high.
Well, is it really?
Foot traffic.
Oh, yeah. It's because the Festival of Paint's going on.
What is the Festival of Paint? I thought...
I would assume it's a festival that is centered around paint and paint products.
Paint and paint products. Hank Hill, everyone.
Dang it, Bobby.
Norman Palmer. I thought they were saying legitimately for the first... couple of times they said Festival of Pain. I thought they were saying Festival of Pain.
Pain? Yeah.
I mean, and I was like,
like, don't hurt me, mama.
If the corduroys would shut their beautiful mouths for 1 second, I can hear them behind me. It's making it really hard to think.
No, they're great, but... It's because I want to listen to them, but I also like talking to you, and I like our show, and I think people like. I hope people are listening right now.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I have no problem with the corduroys, but if they mess with our one listener.
Yeah, you better.
It would be
here.
A big problem. Also, cue us up just real quick.
With
that coffee table jazz.
Okay. We're doing that.
And then we'll go back and forth so we can crossfade.
Okay.
Have playing in the background. Have you ever seen this?
No. I also like for whatever reason my headset's still just wonky. So
well, this we can fix I'm the keeping break, this but... I'm keeping this really low.
Oh yeah, sure.
But
no,
this
I mean
is...
like to the point where I can't hear either of us in the microphone.
Oh really?
Yeah, we'll fix it later. It doesn't matter. You said jazz.
Yeah,
we
the
want to go more summary route.
Coffee table jazz. Well, no, because then we'll get if you play like summary cutesy songs, it's gonna. Loud, unless you could pick like we do like Jason Mraz in the background.
Never mind. Let's just go back to coffee table. Nice. I like
I'm
that
right
sound
with
place.
That. I mean, I don't mind Jason Mraz, but his sweet chords are gonna get in the way of ours.
I'm just tossing this on shuffle. You can switch whenever.
All right. So it has been. We did our show last week. That's why we weren't on the air. And it seems like we can't get a consistent schedule going.
Yeah, it's been a lot. It's actually rather it's been a very little
of us on here.
Yeah, as much as I love doing the show, you just apparently don't.
All right. All right, Mr. Sick 7 times out of 7 last semester.
All right.
All right, you want to hit that?
Mr. I have it's already up.
Okay.
Mr. I have other obligations. It's up.
It's playing?
Yeah. Do you want me to make it louder?
Yeah, that's right.
There we go.
You
good now? There we go.
We are fine. That's beautiful. I feel more at home. And I'm going to keep it a little louder so we can drown out those beautiful corduroys. Last week we had our show, and it was a lot of fun. 9 to 5. I was told, and I didn't really take kindly to this, was that someone ran up to me after the show and said, Kev, it's a great job. That role fits you so perfectly.
Oh.
What's up?
Wow.
And they're like, no, I don't mean... Like, and I'm like, what could you possibly mean?
I don't mean the sexist, lying, hypocritical bigot. I just mean the, you know... Not the whole character, but like...
But definitely the whole character. I've been using... I was talking to Casey the other day, which is one of our cast members, for those who are unaware. And... She told me to take the Myers-Briggs for some reason. You know what the Myers-Briggs is?
Yes, the
it's like the four-letter. I think it's all hippie pseudoscientific bull.
Oh, psychology.
You know? Yeah.
Oh.
The Myers-Briggs test. I don't think it's that legit. It was developed in the 1950s.
That's fair. Yeah.
So I was like, sorry. She was like, I'll take it. And I was like, oh, I don't really believe in the Easter Bunny or astrology. And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, I don't want to add another pseudoscientific to my pile. But I took it.
Okay.
And then I was like, she's like, what'd you get? She's like, I'm ENFJ. And I said, oh, I'm coming up SELH. She's like, what? sexist, egotistical I am, Greggle. And I really enjoyed using that moniker because it does kind of, it rolls off the tongue even though it's a mouthful.
Well, yeah, it's just, it follows the classic, it's the classic rhyming scheme. Where it doesn't rhyme, rhymes, doesn't rhyme, rhymes.
Well, no, it's just a rhythm. I like saying it.
That's fair. It does feel very, rhythmic, I guess. I find that 9 to 5, at least in the aftermath, has ruined a lot of common phrases.
Yeah, you can't say anything now. Anything without it being... God. Because simple... Shut up! Sorry. Corduroys will not stop.
Anyone listening to this is going to make it sound like we hate them.
I don't.
I just got a Snapchat from Jack. Keep going.
All right.
Is he listening, hopefully?
No, I doubt it. I think he's on the quad. All right, you're looking very...
All right. You keep going. I'm sorry.
All right, hit us up with the words. We're missing some...
Are we?
Coffee table.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry.
Simple, it's like two... I swear. It's simple. I'm just gonna block them out. It's right. Simple two-syllable words that you can't say. It's like at tops like three syllabic phrases around here. I can't say around here.
Oh
now,
yeah.
Without some, especially in the vicinity of any 40 of those members of the cast, are just like
around here.
No,
like, shut.
The worst is like. Yeah, no, I'm fine. Are you all right? Like, no.
I'm all right.
No, I'm just fine.
I'm all right.
I was fine. I was all right, but now I'm not.
Yeah.
Now that you've said it for the 8th time today, and I love it, but it's... Oh, boy.
All right, so now that we're done with the show, I think it's fair to do a retrospective. 9 to 5 didn't fare well. We're still not getting Coffee Table Jazz, just so you know.
God, that's because I'm
also not connected. Yeah, no,
wow. I'm sorry.
That's more like
great,
it. There's
great,
that.
You know, great first show back. We got the noise in the background. No music.
I give you one technical thing to two, James. It's plugging an aux cord.
That's not even technical. An ape could do it.
Computer science knowledge coming in.
Oh, all right. I'm not an engineer. I'm a computer science.
Right. Oh, yeah. Engineers build. Engineers put the wires in. Retrospective. I actually enjoyed... when I first did, for those unfamiliar, I had to play the worst guy.
Franklin Hart Jr.
It was the caricature of, like, a sexist boss, you know, who doesn't believe in the wage gap or whatever, and hey, women empowerment. But...
Yeah, doesn't believe in...
The I... It doesn't believe in...
Oh,
women
believes
don't
in
exist.
Them, all right. But...
I just watched... It was sort of an out-of-body experience for me. We just got the whole 2-hour long show recorded, yeah. Sent to us. I was watching myself. I'm like, what is that? Now I like look in the mirror
it's
when
like,
I wake
oh
up and
God,
I'm like,
how
what
did
I
hear
do?
For you look?
Here for you look great.
Really?
Yeah.
Just
but it's just disgusting.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's
like
it's, so
it's like watching a mental orgy on stage, and it's not fun. And I feel
disgusting.
Bad for my parents who had to watch me do it.
Three times.
And see my face caressed and humped.
Did you enjoy that, we have a GroupMe for... GroupMe is like a messaging service for those...
For all you older folks out there.
And I created a picture of Kevin where he's strapped to the bed in one of the scenes and he's just looking at the ceiling
That's
in
got
disdain.
Potential.
Did you see the...
I saw the meme.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Oh, what memes over the weekend. Wow. Those were some
big memes. I think I produced at least
memes.
Half of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were killing it. I was very impressed.
A lot. I didn't get my paper done on time, but like...
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, it was worth it.
You should have just sent a list of those memes to your professor.
It's like, this is why I didn't finish it.
Like,
am
oh,
I good?
That's fine. All right, so since we've been gone for 2 weeks, other than the show... let's go into politics really quickly.
Oh.
No, it's not racy, you know, combative politics. It's
5 minutes later.
So the other day, I was walking out of conveniently Gov 246, which is like recent American political thought, something like that.
Oh, you guys must have a lot of content.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, so I'm walking out of 246 and I open up my smartphone and I look at the news and I see Moab dropped on Syria. And
Afghanistan, by the way.
Afghanistan?
Yeah.
Syria. Syrian, Afghanistan?
No, it was border? Afghanistan.
Was Afghanistan?
Yeah.
Were the initial reports not Syria?
No, the initial bombings were Syria, but the Moab was Afghanistan.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because of ISIS.
Yeah, but they're also in Syria.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't why we dropped the bombs in Syria. The bombs in Syria would be because they were testing chemical weapons in their
own. All right, well, I'm going to fact check you while I do this, but...
All right.
Anyway, I...
You shame me?
Yeah.
Right. That's fair.
Anywho, I'm into that. I don't know if you remember playing... I think it was... You played Call of Duty.
The pulp game.
By the way, they suck. I'm not endorsing Call of Duty. But in one of the games, the original game, if you got 25 kills, you would get a nuke. Tactical nuke. And then they switched it in the following game to a Moab. I think it was the second Modern Warfare.
Third.
Third?
Yes.
So I equated nuke with Moab.
Mm-hmm.
So I read that and my heart leapt out of my chest.
Oh god!
And I'm like, he did it.
Yep.
He did. It's we're done.
I hope it's a draft. I actually hope it's not a draft for rather.
I actually I opened up my contacts. I was like, all right, who am I calling first? And then I was like, and then I walked in and I did a little research. I was like, oh, whew, okay.
Yeah. It's only the largest
non-nuclear bomb. I was talking to Julian and I was like. Is it really that bad? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, it's only a 300 meter radius. I'm like, Julian, that's the campus. That is almost the quad and all surrounding buildings.
You could just wipe. Oh my lord.
300 meter radius.
Yeah.
That's as far as the area. That's a 600 meter diameter area.
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh. That's ridiculous. Thank you. Okay.
English majors in math, everyone.
But that is
Gov law
huge.
And math.
And English.
I was right.
I mean, that is... It's funny how he was just... the nature of today's weapons. Really it's just 300 meters. If you went back to the Middle Ages, just dropped
that's
a Moab...
That's 20 football fields.
300 meters? No, it's
not. No, I'm sorry.
Computer science majors in sports,
all right,
everyone.
All right.
Don't come at me, I swear.
How long is a football field?
100 meters? Oh, wait. No, 100 yards. Oh, no.
Let's not talk about this.
I think a yard is roughly a meter. Or a meter is roughly a yard.
All
right,
whatever.
My dad is crying right
That's
now.
That's enough
I
sports
bet.
Analogies for me. I've been outside for too long anyway. I don't know why I left the house today. I usually don't, right? But it's been nice out recently.
Just lock yourself up.
And, My pale, pale skin is just roasting in this sun. I'm like a spring chicken. It's awful.
Don't talk to me about pale. Come on.
I mean, you're one of the whitest people I know.
Oh, thank you.
And me being slightly more, as much as I hate to say it, yellowed, but it is true. I have that's my complexion. Like inherently darker, but, I don't get sunburned. I don't need to use sunscreen.
What a thing. I don't know how any... I've met a couple of Irish men and women in my time who don't burn, and I don't get it.
Really? I know people who burn so easily.
I can burn if I'm sitting in a window with a ray of sun coming through. Like, sitting there for upwards of 5 minutes, and I'll get cooked a little bit. It's really bad. One time I was on a cruise, and my skin drinks sun lotion. Like, you'll put it on my skin, and...
Oh, no.
So I have to reapply every 3 seconds. Basically, it's really actually every 20 minutes. It's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
So typically I'll just stay in a shady spot and then go in the water for a little bit, go in the water for 20 minutes, come out and just not worry about it. I went on a cruise one time and I was 13. So I should be at that point fairly responsible. I think it was 14 maybe.
Okay.
Fairly responsible for putting it on myself. I went out to the sun. I reapplied 7 times over the course of 3 hours.
Oh my god.
I went out to the sun not reapplying for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and my back looked
like an
overcooked pancake.
Jesus.
Just bubbling. It was literally, I was like popping.
Why do you
like
go
someone
outside,
was being
then?
Like I was being cooked in a what?
Why do you go outside?
I shouldn't go outside. I should just be like SpongeBob. In that one episode.
Or you could just wear an overcoat all the time.
Well, the problem is I used to wear wet shirts, like the tight wet shirts that surfers wear.
Yes.
I would wear it not because I'm a surfer. People looking at me he's not a surfer. But I would wear it to protect against the sun, it's easier.
Yeah.
And I would just wear t-shirts in the water. I'm that guy with his t-shirt in the water, you know?
No, I mean, like, that's valid.
But the problem is, I was at a family party one time, and my young cousin, innocent, but she goes, she screams out after seeing me in the water with my t-shirt. I think she was about 9.
Kevin's insecure about his body.
And I went, no.
There's no
way.
So
I just took it off and just sat there and burned. Like, I'm not insecure about my body.
Not gonna let that 9-year-old tell me who's who.
It was 9 years old. It really hurt my feelings.
Wow. She destroyed you.
Yeah. In one choice phrase. All right. What are we at?
Coming up on 15?
15. All right.
A song or two?
It's about time.
All right. Do you want one and I can get one?
Yeah, you can go for it. Actually, give me whatever you're gonna do, because I gotta crossfade.
Let's
just tell me what
do. Let's do "Swim" by Fickle Friends.
"Swim" by Fickle Friends, and you are listening to Mocha Gumbo. Stay tuned. Enjoy the music. We will be back in a few minutes.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And I'm still James.
And I'm still Kevin, and you're still listening to Mocha Gumbo.
And here's weather on the 8. It's still nice out. All right, so...
still sun is shining. It is, it's actually... that was a 180 we got thrown for the other day. It went from 38 during the day to 31 at night to this. In one day. It was crazy. I actually had a little bit of whiplash. I walked out one day and I was like, it's...
Yeah, you know, it was... Summer. The other night, I had a... Last night, even, I just had the worst headache because just that temperature and... I think it actually might just be like the pressure change, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just...
Oh, no, I get what you're saying, yeah.
Extremely hot and extremely just cool.
Yeah.
And the before rain, but it never rains, it just kills me. I don't know why it happens.
I wanted it to be more springy. It was kind of humid. Yeah. I'm like the kid in sixth grade with the inhaler who has like a grass allergy. Like, I walk outside and like...
Like, oh, no, the sun's out again.
You know, man. I need my spectro glasses and my umbrella. Like,
spectro glasses.
Whatever those are. I just really impervious to or susceptible.
You gotta wear clothes made out of mirrors so the sun doesn't hit you.
Yeah, and my mom puts me in like a makeshift armor made out of like a trash bin and
like a bubble boy.
Yeah, bubble boy. Basically, that's what I am. I was, especially when I was.
I was a
scrawny little ginger when I was younger.
Was.
Do I look like a ginger right now? I know you were going for the scrawny, but
no.
I was that kid. I just couldn't. And I like being eased into it because I just walked out one day and I was like, just sort of melting. All right, so we actually got sidetracked. I wanted to talk about...
This whole show is about being sidetracked.
Yeah. Well, I liked being sidetracked by a particular thing before, and I forget what it was. Something else in the news. Oh, the United Airlines fiasco.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I only want to bring this up because the meme potential is ridiculous.
Okay, which one are you talking about? Did you see the most recent update on that?
No.
Okay, so
I haven't been following it to a T. I just know the general gist of it.
Okay, so for those who don't know, an Asian doctor was pulled off a plane, like, forcibly to make way for someone else, right?
I believe, and they were overboarded, that's all
yes.
I know.
Yes, okay. So that was going on, United Airlines just, like, everything hit the fan, it was awful, being publicly ridiculed and stuff like that.
Their stock dropped, I believe, $800 million, $1.2 billion.
Wow.
In a matter of days.
Short which sell. Is,
it's
that.
About that's about $2 per stock.
That's ridiculous.
In a matter of like their share price went down a dollar or two in a matter of hours. It was crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Anyway, so in recent events, and you know how they had like the overhead cargo things where you put your luggage right in planes.
Right.
In in another United Airlines flight, like a few days after the doctor incident, a scorpion fell out of one of them stung a man.
Did they have a doctor on board?
No, because they took him off.
I did read this article.
Yes, right?
And
that's how the memes
they
came.
They had to call a physician on the ground because there were none on the flight.
It's ridiculous.
I saw... Now, talking about... There were some really good memes.
One of my favorite ones from that was... Like, after the Scorpion one, it was a tweet, and it was... United Airlines tickets are going to be on Groupon at this rate.
I forget which movie it is. It's with Harrison Ford. And
that's a lot.
He grabs someone... Well, he's in a plane, and he grabs someone by the collar, says, "Get off my plane," and then throws them out.
Mm.
So I watched someone put, like, a United Airlines flight training video as the intro. Like, they're, United Airlines, and then it was just Harrison Ford throwing someone off the plane. God. There's a lot of good memes coming, and
there
I'm very excited. I used to not be... Now that I've come to terms with the fact that I was a narcissistic indie jerk for a while and I wouldn't engage in meme culture, I'm really starting to be like a 40-year-old mother when it comes to memes. Just like classic white text memes. I like them.
Oh, have you seen the one with the frog?
Look at all these minions. I sure do love minions.
Shut up!
Really, it's driving me crazy. I've been keeping my cool, but internally I'm losing it. Oh no, I could be freaking out right now. The problem is we can't. So just for context, ladies and gentlemen, the corduroys. If you're just tuning in, the campus a cappella group are golden boys. They're really the golden boys on campus. Everyone loves them. They're doing a concert right now for the Festival of Paint on the Quad, and they're screaming. And the window's open, and we can't close it because we don't have the funds to buy a lock.
Yeah, it was worse when it was cold out, I think. But, I mean, it's not bothering me too much. Maybe I just have such an apathetic view in the world that everything anyone else does doesn't concern me.
I don't mind. You're like, boob. What's
Eeyore.
That?
No. You
mean old dragon, you.
He's like a dog, like a really mopey dog.
I don't. Oh, is that like a Looney Tunes?
I think he's a Looney Tunes character. Frank Milton, you know Looney Tunes characters. Tell us what that dog is.
It's a big, like, pug.
No, man. You mean no way. Oh, yeah.
He sounds like, he's got the big cheeks. He's like a hound dog.
Oh, okay. So I saw, just jumping completely in a different direction.
That's the plan.
So we were watching video clips in 200. CS 200 is a computer ethics class for those who don't know.
Right.
And we are on gender issues in the field right now.
That can be dicey.
Yeah, so we had compared several clips from different TV shows, the portrayal of, like, you know, nerd culture and women in that culture, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that the Big Bang Theory is not funny.
No.
It is. But
no.
I realized it wasn't funny. Well, first of all, there's a British version of The Big Bang Theory, or like a similar, called The IT Crowd.
The IT Crowd?
It is literally the worst show I've ever seen in my entire life.
Okay. Well.
Anyway, the reason I learned The Big Bang Theory wasn't funny is because I was on Reddit, and I was in a thread that was about videos that that never fail to make you laugh, right?
Uh-huh.
So it was I have to get this video. I'm not gonna play it, obviously, but just the name of the video. So it was a clip of The Big Bang Theory, like 2 minutes or so, but it was a clip of The Big Bang Theory, like 2 minutes long, but Ricky Gervais. Is the entire studio audience.
Oh.
So every time they make a bad joke, which
is amazing.
According to the timestamps, every 10 to 15 seconds and the laugh track's supposed to go off, it's just different clips of him, like audio clips of him like laughing, and it's the funniest thing I've seen.
Oh, that's great. He's one of my favorite people.
Yes.
Like, just not even comedians. Ricky Gervais is so great. If you've ever gone on his Twitter, he's ruthless. Now, he's a funny guy.
Oh, he's ridiculous,
but
yeah.
But he is ruthless. He also tweets pictures of his cats, of his cat, every evening, saying, like, pleasant dreams, Twitter. It's just nice. But during the day, he's an ass.
Yeah.
I don't know how he sustains a following. But he did a thing called An Idiot Abroad.
Basically, was that his TV show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah. Oh, it's
great. This is with Carl Pilkington, who is one of his good friends. But Ricky Gervais is a fairly insightful, comic, philosophical guy. You know, kind of like Louis C.K. He adds a bit of philosophy to all of his bits.
Mm-hmm.
His friend is an idiot. I mean, completely just aloof. And yeah. I will bring up a clip, actually, when we come back after this, because it's so worth listening to.
Mm-hmm.
It's really funny. He funded this guy to just travel around the world. He doesn't know anything really about anything. He's a very, very common ill-educated guy.
Yeah.
It is one of the funniest things. They tell him that he has to do certain tasks, like he's a trained monkey. So he
just can't. Like, it's...
He has to, like, go through the streets of China and eat, like, dog. It's so good. Oh, I highly suggest, if you're listening, check it out on Netflix. I believe it's still on Netflix.
I think so.
An Idiot Abroad. All right, let's see where we're at. We're at 536. Seems like a... No, I'd rather stretch it out a little bit.
All right.
Let me go to right now, actually.
You want
to
pop a clip while I'm talking?
I'm just going to brace it, but...
All right.
Actually, I'm really afraid of possibly playing something by accident that I shouldn't play, so I'm just going to cue for research.
Oh, so how does it feel to almost be halfway done with your college experience?
All right, okay.
Yeah,
I guess we're going there.
Bringing that up. It's surreal, right? It is.
All right, I think that's clean. All right, we got the clip. Yeah, that's wild. It didn't go in high school. Was they say it goes fast, but I at least felt freshman year and sophomore year I was present.
Mm-hmm.
And then junior year and senior year go by very quickly because you're a little busier. One of the big fears I have is I read once that as your life goes on,
it gets...
Every year feels shorter.
Sure. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But the logic behind it seemed impeccable to me. It's that the first year of your life is 100% of your life. That is all the time you've experienced. So the first year of your life seems quite long. The second year of your life is 50% of your life. It's a fraction. It's half of your life. So yeah. It doesn't seem... It's still quite long. But the 20th year of your life is 1/20th of your entire existence. It goes by very quickly. It's 1/20th of the time you've been here. And as you go on, the 100th year of your life is 1% of your entire life. It seems very inconsequential. Are you winking at me?
No, I'm just... No, like, I... No, like...
What the hell?
I might have just twitched or something, but it's just so, like... I understand where you're coming from, and I understand that logic, but that's just... That's just compacting it down to numbers. That's...
This was...
You know what I mean, though.
Like, this was a simplified version of some neuroscientific study. That's what I've read. And...
It's a terrifying thought.
It is, really. I don't know how... College... I wish I could... I think... I expected, if anything, college would fly by because, you know, you've heard the anecdote where it's like, yeah, I was just drunk for 4 years and woke up one day. But
wow.
it's more or less... I'm just a lot... Even mundane things add to my schedule, like that I didn't have to worry about in high school.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like dressing and feeding myself.
Or doing laundry, which takes an hour and
like,
a half.
I'm pretty sure my mom helped me do everything but breathing when I was in high school.
Oh, I mean... In my case, not necessarily, but, like, for at least, because you always have to be doing something. For example, I haven't done my laundry in 2 weeks. I'm almost out of, or let's just say 3 weeks. I'm almost out of underwear, right? Like,
ugh.
Yeah.
Someone's going commando.
Yeah. It's nice out. No, I'm kidding.
Let the breeze flow, brother.
Hey.
Don't worry about it.
No, and the reason I haven't done my laundry is, first of all, I don't have an hour and a half free.
Right.
I can't go down, first of all, 5 flights of stairs.
Uh-huh. 5 flat, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm on the 4th floor of Watson.
And there's one laundromat?
Yes. There's one laundromat with
whatever it is.
4 washers and dryers.
That's
for an entire...
That is ridiculous.
It is insane. So not only do I have to get lucky and have a washer free... But I also have to have a dryer free roughly 30 minutes after I put my wash in the washer and then dry it and then bring my stuff upstairs and then fold it. All in all, that's 30 flights of stairs, first of all.
Yeah,
then I have to have an hour and a half free so someone doesn't take my stuff out while it's drying because that has happened before. I don't have that time. I don't have that energy.
Now I get, I've heard both sides of the story. I make good time for my laundry. And I hate it when there's laundry in the dryer from whether, you know, it's a scarce resource. First world problems, by the way. I don't have a dryer for my $700 t-shirt. But
I mean, like, I don't have a dryer at the $64,000 a year school. Yeah. You can understand why right. everyone's pissed about that.
But I'm mad at the guy who waits more than 20 minutes to take his thing out of the dryer.
I just do it for them. If the dryer is done, you no, just do
sure,
it
sure,
them.
Sure. But sometimes there's loads on top of them, and I don't know where to put it.
Oh, yeah. The ground.
just throw it yeah. everywhere. You can collect it.
Because the person before them didn't collect their laundry.
True.
So that jerk has been having actually, their laundry there for 2 hours.
Well, a random act of kindness to lift your spirits if you're down. Last year... This is the first time I've ever done it, because I want to be careful about it. I just left my stuff in the dryer, and I forgot about it. And then 2 hours later, I was like, oh no, it's still there. So I ran down. Someone, the kid next to me, who was on the same floor, we bolted it together. He did the same thing. Someone had folded all of his clothes.
Wow.
Folded them, took them out of the dryer, folded them for him, and then said, sorry, I needed this dryer, with a little sticky note. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
Now, alternatively, I've also seen, I've heard stories of people dropping a deuce in there if they haven't taken it out of the wash, or it's been sitting in the wash.
That's not a thing,
they'll
is
just,
it?
I heard it, a story at UConn, one of my friends told me. I think it was UConn?
That's ridiculous.
But yeah, they kept it in the wash, and someone just got fed up and just dropped one. And it was like in the middle of the day on a Tuesday, so it wasn't like a drunken motive. It was like,
it was
I'm
just
gonna
a,
take her.
It was just an I'm angry. Like, you know what?
Yeah, this is happening right now.
Jesus.
All right. Okay, it is 5:42.
This has been like a really mean episode. Like,
yeah, I know. We've been very dark. It's been a while.
Lots of just yelling and...
Well, usually this is the highlight of my week, but it's been such a beautiful week. I just need a little darkness now.
That's fair.
Honestly, like, I've stepped out every day and been like the Disney songs playing in my head, and I'm like strutting out, like
okay.
rolling
yeah,
down the
that's
street.
Fair.
It's just been so nice. This right. this campus blossoms when it's this beautiful.
Oh, out. Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's, you know what I notice most is that people will pick their heads up while they're walking, you know?
We talked about this, I believe.
I did.
They'll actually... Yeah. Will look you in the eye. It's really nice.
Or even know. Just, even if they don't make eye contact, just like having a head up is so
yeah.
much.
Yeah, usually
different.
It's like people walking, looking at their shoes, and you just hear Gary Jules' Mad World in the background.
No, I don't.
I do. I think I'm schizophrenic.
Oh, God. All right.
All right.
Do you want me to cue one of your songs?
Cue one of yours, and then I'll play mine after that. Okay. And we'll play it off your phone because we'll transition from the computer.
Yeah.
All right, so you give us whatever we're gonna play. And
let's stick with the summery bright theme. So we're going to do "Go For It" by Cruiser, if I can find it. Cause apparently, I can't.
You know, we search it.
Yeah, I did. There's only a remix. All right. Well, I guess we're not doing that one. Let's do...
Should I stall them?
Yeah, you can do yours first.
No, I'm kidding. We have to play yours first. I need the crossfade. There must be a crossfade.
Oh, God. All right, let's just do Silver Tongue.
By
Young the Giant.
Silver Tongue by Young the Giant. We will be back in a few minutes. Enjoy the music, and we will sign you off at around 5:55. Stay with us. We love you.
we going to have a problem? You got a bone to pick? You've come so far.
So I packed my things and ran, far away from all the trouble I had caused with my two hands. Alone we traveled on with nothing but a shadow. We fled. Some had scratches and made me wonder about their past. And as I looked around, I began to notice that we were nothing like the rest.
Welcome back. You are still listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and we are coming up to the top of the hour. Playing in the background is our boy Gregory Lanisikov.
Oh, baby.
And he really, really fits the aesthetic for a day like today.
Yeah, you know,
like
I was...
Like a picnic, some wine, good sun, fishing, something like that.
I was sitting outside at Simon's with two of the people I live with, and it was a gorgeous day. We were having sandwiches. It was like 5:45, maybe 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Sun just beginning to set. It's still warm, nice light breeze, and I look around and I'm just like, this is what college is about. You know what I mean? It was it was such a cliche moment, but I was just like, wow.
This is what you see in the movies.
Like, when was the last time we did this, right? Yeah. I can't remember the last time I didn't spend 10 hours in the library just cramming work in.
Right.
And it's just so nice to relax. So I've just been relaxing yesterday and today.
Yeah.
Especially with the amount of free time we have after the show, which just, it's so nice.
After the show, that peak, I'm always drained. The last year, I did the same thing. I take this week pretty much off. I still do what I gotta do, but anything that's not pressing matters, I get pushed to the wayside, because I'm just tired.
Unfortunately.
That really does demand a lot of you being on that stage.
It's so much. It's not even just physically, because, like, you know, the lack of sleep and the amount of stuff you have to do, it really is like a mental and emotional toll. Just the amount of... And non-theater people do not understand how hard it is to put on a show. Right? Like,
people
who have never done a show don't understand how difficult it is to do a show.
It really is. And the big thing is just the sheer stress of putting on the actual show, night of the show. You want everything to go well, not just for you, but you know so many people have put a lot of hours of work. No, I'm talking about just the production team.
The PT,
You know,
they
do a lot. Like, this is all student run, so you want things to go well for everyone. And then once you're done with it, it's like, whew. I don't really think about much. The 2 weeks prior to opening night, I don't really think about much with the show. Because I'm concerned, I want it to go well.
And it really, this year, I was scared during tech. And then in 3 days... the magic happened, and I don't know how, but we were ready. Uh-huh. Incredible.
That happens. That seems to happen all the time. It's like, 2 days prior, everyone will be like, this isn't going to happen. Everyone's complaining about... Now, let me tell you something. It drives me crazy. And this, I'm not saying this is for the marquee players, but I know in the past, when I've done student-run productions in high school, when people will just complain about little details. And it's not details that are worth complaining about, because things are set in stone. Things are happening, you know? So people complain. And if everyone... You would never have issues of performance or fluidity with scene changes or props or whatever if everyone just listened.
Yeah.
Just deferred to the judgment of the people in charge. In high school, we would have, this is a student director. In high school, junior year, he's like 17. People are like, I don't like the way he's running this. You know, this could be way much better. Why do we have to move this? Why do we have to change that? And I'm like, shut up. Like, not everyone's their own director, okay? You have one director, absolutely. Listen to him and shut up. And that takes a toll. But, actually with the marquee players, people, even when, things are like hectic, I've seen a lot of people just go, all right, what are we doing? Like, how can we make it work? Make it work. That's
it. Everyone fills in for each other, which is incredible, because I don't think you get that in a lot of other communities. Just if something's going wrong, it's how can I help, or I'm already going to help.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or not I as in me, but I as an implied I. Like, I would be speaking as someone in the show. It's just incredible, the collaborative effort and how much people care about this.
So if you're listening, marquee players, we love you. And
we know you're not, but like,
if you listen to back episodes at wjrh.com/mocha gumbo
org.
You can .org.
No, .com/org.
/com.org. You can listen to back
comrade.
And you'll hear our love for you. It is 5:56. We have 4 minutes. Do you want to do a quick word of the day?
Oh, baby. I was actually going to suggest that.
All right. There's a picture of Ricky Gervais.
We never played the clip.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Yeah.
He's not a very clean fella.
There's a lot of explicitity.
Oh, this is a good word. Magnanimous. Showing or suggesting a lofty and courageous spirit, showing or suggesting nobility of feeling and generosity of mind. Stemming from magna, king, and animus.
Animal. King animal. I am the king of beasts.
This is a fun word. How many syllables? Magnanimous. That's a nice word. I mean, this isn't really that fun, though, because I've heard it before a lot.
Oh, I have not.
Really?
I don't. I would not even use. I wouldn't even know where to begin with this word, honestly.
Actually, all right. I know we're supposed to do word of the day, but I just realized on Merriam-Webster, to the bottom right hand side, they have words trending now, and I think this is very indicative of the current climate.
Oh, sure. Let's do
non-nuclear.
Five. Oh, God.
Armada. Volunteer. Operationalize. and filibuster. Oh, filibuster's fun.
Oh, God, volunteer. That's what I was saying. I just hope it's not a draft war.
You think that's what the volunteer's in light of?
Yes.
Oh, that's scary.
I think it's absolutely... I think people are absolutely thinking that if we do go to war...
No, I don't...
I think it's going to be a volunteer
war. I don't believe the draft will ever happen again.
Yeah.
How many enlistedmen do we have? 1.5 million... No, 2.something million enlisted, 1.something active.
I have no clue.
And also, if we go to another war... If it's a proxy war, you're not going to need much more than that. And if it's a powers war, it's going to be non-conventional.
Fair. You know?
So yeah. I don't really see, like, it's going to be just another Iraq.
Yeah, we just got robots to do it for us now, right?
Yeah.
That's
Thank you, computer science. And I guess GovLaws has something to do with this.
Yeah, okay, all right.
All right.
You can think that.
Do you want to close out the show for us? We're coming up to, uh-oh.
Ooh. Got my Gatorade. My Gatorade Frost Glacier Freeze.
Don't,
140 calories per bottle.
You can't advertise. All right. Well, since we're already in it, Gatorade, if you want to throw us a couple bucks.
I'm not advertising.
Right, I'm going to go ahead and close this out. Because
No.
You want to do it?
You guys are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. You have been listening to Mocha Gumbo. Let's check weather and traffic. Weather's still great. Traffic still sucks. I'm James, as always.
And I've been Kevin. And thank you very much for listening. Tune in next week, next Friday, 5 to 6. Same mocha, same gumbo. Have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy the weather and have a lovely Easter if that's your sort of thing. We love you.